Anyway, time for episode 3 of Shut Up, the movie starting. We went and saw
Priest. I'm Russell. Today.
Oh, yeah. I'm Michael Kuglich.
I already said
yeah,
Russell.
Yeah, he said he's Russell. We went
in case
and saw,
you didn't catch that, I'm Russell.
We,
yeah. Michael, I just want to make sure that they know that I'm Russell.
And I'm Michael.
As long as they know that.
As long as they know that.
But I'm Russell.
I think we're as long as like the one or two people that listen to this know that.
But I'm Russell.
I think we're good. And that I'm Michael. Yeah. Anyway, so we went and saw Priest today. And yes, do you want to do that first? Or?
Yeah, we can talk about Priest first.
It was alright.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't great. Didn't leave me tingly in the sack at the end of the movie.
No.
There wasn't really anyone in that movie I wanted to jump up and bang.
No, Maggie Q's usually pretty cute, but
they kinda,
that movie didn't show it off at all.
Maybe they were going for the nun thing since she was a priest.
Priestess.
I think she's priest.
It said in the credits, priestess.
Well, they called her priestess. They never said it once. Not once.
I know. They never said anybody's name in that movie.
They did. Priest.
Priest.
Oh. Hicks.
Yes. And then Lucille or whatever that character's name was. I don't know. It was good. I mean, it has a pretty
Lucy.
Good... Lucy, yeah.
Delicious underage.
She looked like she was 12, but she had to be older than that.
Yeah, too old for me, but you know.
Oh, God. it had some pretty good action sequences. Like, I totally dug the scene where he flipped up those little, like, crucifix or whatever, and they turned into throwing stars, and he just started fucking chucking them in on all the vampires. That scene was pretty awesome.
That was cool. They had a lot of really good visuals.
A lot of good visuals, but the story was...
Need a little work.
Yeah, it was just...
Paul Bettany was awesome despite it, though.
Paul Bettany is always awesome. I don't know why he tries so hard to be an action star, though. Because I like him in all
he wants to
stuff.
Show that skinny albinos can kick ass.
I didn't like the way he talked in the movie, because he was kind of doing like the Batman voice thing, where he was talking deep and kind of
maybe
the whole time.
I got the feeling he was trying to be more like Clint Eastwood.
He was kind of...
A little man with no name action going on there, because, I mean, it was basically sci-fi cowboys versus vampires.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, sure, they were priests or whatever, but it was sci-fi. It was sci-fi cowboys. I was digging that. I mean, everyone drove a motorcycle. Horse.
Like,
you know,
turbo-powered, friggin', like, jet engine-powered motorcycles.
Well, you gotta have the NOS, man. If you don't got the NOS,
they've already got a jet engine on the damn thing, and now they're gonna, let's kick it up a notch with some NOS. Because,
yeah. Well, duh, dude. If I have a jet motorcycle, I'm gonna have NOS.
You know, and it is true, especially given all the just flat, vacant landscape they have to drive across. Yeah, you know, why not kick that thing up to 300 miles an hour?
When you're going through the wastelands, you'd rather have NOS than not.
It's true.
Think about a man in Mad Max. If NOS had been available, they wouldn't have been fighting over gas so much, or even more. Maybe that's why they're like, I don't got any excuse to use my NOS if I don't got gas.
Ooh, Mad Max. Do love that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess they're coming out with the next one.
They're,
you know, the remakes.
I mean, it's...
I don't know. Are they restarting it, or are they just adding a fourth one?
I keep hearing different things, because, like, I hear that Mel Gibson is supposed to be in it, but I think it's only supposed to be a cameo.
Is
so
he going to have his beaver with him?
I want to say reboot. Oh, God, that
I'm
movie.
Crazy in the desert. I'm from the long ago and the far, far away, and I've been living by myself for 30 years. Hello, beaver.
That would make more sense than that movie, actually.
Oh, God.
Some guy living in a fucking wasteland for 30 years by himself. Yeah, you know, kind of like on Castaway, he invented a friend in the form of a beaver puppet.
Wilson.
But...
Nope, this is my beaver.
Wilson, the only good character in that movie.
Hey, I like Castaway.
I don't, man. I don't care about lonely FedEx man. I just don't care.
Pity him. He's lonely. He worked for FedEx. At least he got him out of marrying Helen Hunt.
Huh?
Wasn't Helen Hunt, wasn't that the chick he was going to marry?
Was it? Dude, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
She was in that Mad About You show.
Oh, I know who Helen Hunt is.
Then yes, it's Helen Hunt.
Because I like Helen Hunt.
I was worried I had the name wrong, but it's Helen Hunt.
She was in Twister, my favorite movie of hers.
That's a fun one.
I love Twister.
It's a crazy movie about board games. The game Twister?
Anyway.
Left Hand Blue, motherfucker, with Helen Hunt and Bill Pullman.
I actually dig. I'm not gonna lie.
There'd
I
be more sexual tension in that movie.
Speaking of both those people,
in my version of Twister, there'd be a lot more sexual tension between Bill Pullman and Natalie Nutt if they were playing the game.
Was it Pullman or Paxton? I could never get
Bill
those
Paxton,
two fucking right.
Paxton. Bill Paxton is what I meant to say.
All I know over, is that Philip Seymour Hoffman
game
is
game over.
Game over, man. Game over. So, all I remember from it is really, it's like Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it, and I fucking love him in Twister. He's hilarious.
In Twister?
He's Dusty, dude. The crazy one. It was one of his earlier roles.
It's probably been 15 years.
Oh, seriously, I love Twister, man. That movie's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. He plays Dusty, the crazy one of the group. Whatever.
Yeah.
That movie's great.
Yeah. I like it. I like that movie.
Okay. I thought you just said it sucked, and I was like,
I didn't say it sucked. Carrie Hughes catches it in the face from a steel girder. Come on.
He sure did, and that, oh,
that's
man.
What you get.
That's what you get for being in it for the money instead of the science.
There's a moral here. It's all about science.
Dude, I always love it when they do stuff like that. It's like, he's only in it for the money. It's like, yeah.
Why do you think
but
I work?
He has the money to make it all work and shit. Like, so it's clearly working for him.
He's doing something right. He's doing something right.
You can't fault a guy for wanting to make a little money.
I can fault a guy for anything. It's the American way.
It is the American way. We can.
My hypocrisy knows no bounds, sir. But you're doing it to make money, you shut up. It's completely different when I do it.
I work my job for the few cents that they throw my way.
Yeah. Yeah, all the free movies have nothing to do with it.
Okay, so I do it for that too. That's really the main reason I do it.
All the gloating of, what did I see at midnight on Wednesday before it came out? Oh, just a little movie called My Balls.
That'd be an interesting movie. What would that be about? My balls?
About my coin purse?
About my coin
on
purse?
The screen.
No one needs to see that.
At and least, by that, at least they won't put it in smell-o-vision, because then you'll get the smell from under.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
I can't help it, man. You spend 8 hours sitting at a desk. Sometimes you get the creeping funk.
Oh, God, dude. There are some movies that if they ever create that... Hey, Microsoft, if you're working on that, stop.
No, I want full immersion. All up in that ass.
Well, I mean, we got the 3D now. It's only a matter of time before they do go 4D in the theaters and they're fucking spraying shit in your face and making you smell horrible, horrible things.
But I feel like I'm at Disney World, and I love Disney World. Which is why I need to go to Harry Potter Land. I know that's Universal, but still, I have to go.
Dude, I really want to go to that. I hear it's awesome.
Dude, ooh, movies are right. Awesome. I just
one of my friends is kind of retarded, I think.
Hey, they're special needs.
All right, whatever. Love her to death, but oh my gosh, she is telling me that her family is like, well,
you
can either stay in Colorado and go to the midnight of Harry Potter, or you can go to Florida with us, go to Disney World, and spend a week at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter as well. And she's like, that's a tough decision. I was like, is it really?
They have movie theaters out there.
That's she what I told her. I was like, they have movie theaters out there. She goes, yeah, but my friends won't be out there. I was like, who cares? You're going to be at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Go to that. For the love of God.
I can handle missing the midnight showing with a couple of my friends yeah. to spend a week at Disney World and Harry Potter Land.
Yeah. I was like, how are you seriously taking this as a tough decision? Before she even finished that sentence, I was like, Florida.
No, did you kick her in the shin? Because pain's the only way some people learn. Should've. I said Florida. Kick. Now you'll remember. Kick. Florida.
Florida.
Maybe she'll meet Flo Rida.
So I don't think we've actually mentioned really who's in Priest. So there's Paul Bettany, of course, is Priest.
And then I believe everyone else I know refers to him as Hunky McHunkerstein or something along those lines.
Is he really that attractive?
I don't get it, but they love the urban.
Oh,
the
Carl
Urban.
Urban.
Legend. They love him.
Carl Urban, you mean.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. But the Urban Legend.
I was talking about Paul Bettany, and then you threw that out there.
Yeah, because you said his name, and then I said, and then the other guy.
Oh, I didn't hear the other guy part. But yeah,
I may not have said that.
Carl Urban, who is
awesome.
I said
it in my head.
Yeah, I think you did. Carl Urban is awesome in Star Trek. He is so freaking funny in that movie.
He did the best job of Bones. I didn't know, but that guy nailed it.
You really did. They could not have cast a better guy in that role.
Then Maggie Q was in it.
Maggie Q, which we mentioned before. Christopher Plummer, briefly, kind of, is in it.
Yeah, is that the guy from True Blood? I don't know the guy from True Blood's name. Who played his brother?
Christopher Plummer? Are you freaking kidding me? Christopher Plummer was the head of the church. He's been in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, okay, I just knew him as old guy number one that shows up in about every damn thing if they need an old guy.
Kind
of
true.
Who, you need an old dick? Oh, get this guy.
Christopher Plummer is one of those go-to old guys, like him and kind of Ian McKellen to a point sometimes and others.
Ian McKellen, if he's going to play an old guy, he's got a bigger role. If you need a not a super big role, but you just need a douchey old guy, you get that guy.
Yeah. Brad Dorf, Lily Collins.
No, nobody really cares about anybody else. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the cast really wasn't anything too spectacular. The story was all right. Could use some work. And then the action sequences were pretty fun, though.
They had their scenery down pat, man. I like the overall look of that movie. Yeah,
the
look
was great. I was kind of falling asleep at parts.
I didn't have that problem. I liked it. I just didn't love it, unfortunately. It beat the shit out of Legion.
It did. Legion was bad.
Legion's fucking terrible.
Except for... No, it was just bad. Except for, I can never remember his actual name anymore. Mr. Kimi from Lost.
Oh, I know. Kimi, that's his name. I think that is his real name. Just as Han Solo is still goddamn Harrison Ford's real name, because I don't care. That was the name I learned it by. I couldn't figure out why Han Solo was suddenly cracking a whip in Indiana Jones, but I was okay with it. But he was still Han Solo. Is playing Indiana Jones, not Harrison Ford is playing Indiana Jones.
So that's what you and I think. A lot of my friends still think of him as Indiana Jones, and I was like, he was Han Solo first. I do always give Harrison Ford credit for playing the two most badass characters in movie history, probably.
Oh, I know. It's sad. It's like, how do you go anywhere from here? You're just kind of screwed.
He started his career with, freaking Han Solo, Indiana Jones. There's nowhere to go from there. Like,
I love him. I love him in other movies, but still, it's just kind of like... Dude, you peaked at 20. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Dude, let me tell you about a remake I'm a little leery of, even though they've got a pretty good cast for it. The Total Recall remake.
Carl Urban's going to be in that too, isn't he?
I don't know. I just know Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's
in it, and then they got Ethan Hawke now. But I don't know.
Yeah, I like the original, man.
Well, I love it too. I'll keep picturing goddamn Schwarzenegger running around, but instead it'll be Colin Farrell. Which has a completely different feel to it.
It really does.
Like, I would have had an easier transition if they had picked Vin Diesel or The Rock or something to play the guy.
Yeah.
Not that being a giant bodybuilder is required for that role. That role doesn't exactly need an action star. But still, I was just kind of like, it's so hard to just go from... It's kind of jarring where I'm going from Schwarzenegger to Colin Farrell. But thank God they didn't just bring fucking Schwarzenegger back like they're doing with Terminator.
Now, the rights have officially been sold off to some person. Yeah,
Lynn something. Yeah. I think his name's Lynn or Lynn something. I don't remember. I keep seeing something about it. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, so they're going to get started on that fifth movie, and Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be in for
some
reason.
Where they're already saying they're basically just going to discount Salvation and Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. And
I actually like those movies.
I like them, too. I'm one of the few that likes Salvation. I know not a lot of people thought that was good, but I thought it was pretty awesome. But, I don't know. Apparently, they're going to do it. They're like, well, thanks to the Terminator thing, we could change the timeline whenever we want. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm like, why? You're just going to do another movie where a Terminator comes back and he comes to kill John Connor and it's kind of played out.
It's going
to
be the same thing. Like, the fourth movie was... It was close to what I wanted.
It gave me what I wanted. They were at least fighting during the actual war.
Exactly. That's what I wanted, was an actual fight and movie taking place during the war. And to get there, you needed the third movie.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the first one, and then after that, all I enjoyed were really flashbacks to the future of, everything going to shit. Those were so, like, I like
the
first one.
You don't like the second?
I like it. It's not bad, but I prefer it.
Dude, the second one is the best one in that series. Mm. Like, hands down.
Sure. I think the first one's the best.
I like the first, don't get me wrong, man, but that second one is, it's perfect. I love the second one.
I think they could have cut out about an hour in the middle of that movie and it would have flowed a lot better.
It does drag on a little bit at parts, but still, like, the overall story and everything, I like more than the first one, actually.
Although I hear they might actually be getting Sarah Connor back, the original one. What's her nuts?
Linda Hamilton?
Yeah, I think they're getting her back, and the guy that played Reese.
Chuck's mom?
Yeah, Chuck's mom. Chuck's mom. I don't know. I haven't got that far in Chuck. Thanks for ruining it for me.
So I haven't gotten that far either. My friends ruined that one for me.
Thanks
so.
To Michael's friends for ruining it for everyone. Yeah, but I guess, they're getting her back and the guy that played, the original guy that played Reese. So that'll be at least entertaining to watch the geriatrics fight another Terminator. Yeah, the guy that, his dad.
Oh, Sarah Michael Bane?
Yeah. Yeah. that would be pretty cool. Watch it not Michael, happen. But
Michael Bane was in Take Me Home Tonight.
I haven't seen recently. That yet either.
Yeah, no, sadly it wasn't in theaters long. I fucking love that movie. It was so freaking funny.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
They unfortunately underplayed Anna Faris a bit in that movie, but it was still pretty good.
I think that might be the only way to handle Anna Faris without turning her into a gigantic slapstick joke.
Well, I mean, that is kind of true, but I just felt like she could be funnier than that. In that movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. We'll find out.
Topher Grace was... Topher Grace?
Yeah. He always is Topher Grace.
Yeah.
I don't think he can be anyone else.
No, he'll always be Eric Foreman in my heart.
Probably. So, okay. I remember when we mentioned that the Snow White movies last week. So there's two of them. There's Snow White and the Huntsman.
Uh-huh.
Which they're trying to get actually Thor to play the Huntsman.
Yeah,
and that one's going to be all adult, where he's training, like, Snow White how to survive, and I'm guessing, like, at a sports training montage, kick a lot of ass.
God, I hope there is a really awesome sports training montage in that.
Yeah, where she's slow, and, you know, they're playing another
song. Where she's dragging a log behind her in the woods.
Yeah, they got her doing that, and, you know, throwing knives and backflipping off of things, and maybe she'll do the Rambo mud wall thing where you can't see she's there, and then eyes. Stuff
yes.
like that. That'd be great. And then there's Brothers Grimm, Snow White.
Yeah.
Which is the one with Nathan Lane in it. And that one's going to be more of a comedy. And it's going to be live action, apparently.
Yeah.
But I think that one's supposed to be more kiddish and hilarious, whereas the Huntsman one is going to be for the adults.
This seems to happen a lot. I wonder if both of them are actually going to come out. Because, like, there's been many times where there's been,
same
like...
Same day. They're going to come out the same day.
There's been two movies being planned. Like, I remember when Sherlock Holmes was being planned... There was also a comedy Sherlock Holmes being planned with Will Ferrell and Sacha Baron Cohen
that
never came into existence. So I wonder if that might happen again.
Well, in this case, I hope it's the Nathan Lane one that gets cut then.
Yeah, I know, because the Chris Hemsworth one does sound like the more interesting one of the two.
Yes! I don't want to watch Snow White team up with the Wicked Witch to fight somebody or something.
Oh, who wants to see her team up with the bad guy?
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. They're trying to fight to save their kingdom from some gay shit or something.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Pass. Sorry, Nathan Lane, but pass. Oh, I can't...
Dude, I love that Mortal Kombat miniseries. I really would love to see
I've
that actually
totally
become a movie.
Digging that. Yeah, dude, like, I remember seeing the teaser trailer the guy made and just being make this a freaking movie.
That
and for some reason, all the studios passed up and he was like, fine, I'll finance the shit myself and make a mini web series and whatnot. And it is badass. Freaking Michael Jai White is awesome and.
Gives me a semi, what can I say?
Yeah, dude, I mean, every part of that freaking miniseries is just, I'm like, this is what a Mortal Kombat movie should be, but...
Well, I think, isn't it WB sponsoring him for the web series?
I don't know who's sponsoring
it. It's whoever's got the rights right now. They wouldn't make the movie, but they agreed to make the miniseries to let him make a web series.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I know that, from what I've heard, I think it's mostly independently financed and whatnot. And...
The studios give him a little cash, but they didn't want to fund a full-on movie.
It definitely does look pretty good, too. Like, that's the thing I've been pretty impressed with as well, is for being a small little web series, it looks fantastic. And the cast is awesome, and just really...
Well, I know what movie you're going to be excited about next.
Pirates?
I don't know what the name of it is yet, but it's got Mark Wahlberg and your most favorite actor ever, Justin Bieber. That's right, sir.
Oh, I've heard about this.
The Biebs and the Marky Mark and his Funky Bunch are going to make you a sweet, sweet drama for you to just revel in.
I've heard about this movie.
Roll around in for hours.
I forget what it's about, but it
sounds
awful.
We'll get you film stock to drape yourself in so you can wear it to sleep.
Is it about, like, I like Mark Wahlberg, but I don't think he's the actor that everybody else makes him out to be.
I don't know, he's fun in an action flick, and that's about the end of that.
Pretty much, like, he's good. Like, I remember watching The Fighter and being like, he's all right in this, but I don't really think, I'm not gonna lie, an Oscar nomination off of that performance?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I'm not big on the documentary-style remake of Rocky. I didn't really care.
It was, dude. That was my other problem with the movie. It really was. It's like, it's Rocky, but he has really bad family issues. And I was like, I don't care.
Who's the chick in there? She's hot.
Amy Adams is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was Amy Adams.
She's going to be Lois Lane. That's one of the few things I'm excited about that Superman movie.
Delicious Amy Adams.
Amy Adams is the shit.
Yeah.
Big fan of hers.
I think the only other thing I saw that looked interesting this week was that Peter Pan movie, but they're doing it like a crime thriller.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
That sounds crazy. I don't know. I've only like read a little bit about it, but that sounds absolutely nutty. I'm curious.
There wasn't anything this week that really excited me, except, I mean, this isn't new news necessarily, but when I was looking up stuff on pirates and whatnot, I remembered that The Rum Diary, they finally have a release date for, coming out October 28th.
Oh, yeah, I've been excited about that for a while, especially since Johnny Depp's reprising his role as Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, come on.
Well, a Hunter S. Thompson type character. This one's going to be a little more played down than Fear and Loathing. Don't expect that kind of a movie. But it's still going to be pretty good because it's based off a novel by Hunter S. Thompson called The Rum Diary. It's technically a fiction book, but Hunter S. Thompson did still base it on shit that he actually did. So we'll see. But yeah, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, Richard Jenkins, Aaron Eckhart, Giovanni Ribisi. I've been looking forward to that one for a while. I'm glad that they finally got a good release date in October, so... Looking forward to that, because, yeah, Fear and Loathing is awesome, and this movie should be pretty good, too. Film on the Rocks, they finally announced their...
Yep, and Michael's been dying to see Twilight on the Rocks ever since that movie came out, and he squeed so hard he spurted glitter everywhere.
Fuck off. I'm going to kill that cat. No, like, they finally announced it, and I've been so excited. For those who don't know, which is actually surprisingly a large amount of people... here in Colorado, we have the greatest outdoor venue ever, Red Rocks Amphitheater up in Morrison. And every summer between June through August.
And Michael would make every show in Twilight if he could.
Fuck you.
And never say never.
June through August, they play movies up there, and it's an awesome event. They usually have opening acts. They usually get a couple comedians, like Chuck Roy usually hosts it. They've gotten, like, Josh Blue to come by, a couple other random local comedians and whatnot. Great bands open. Like, last year they had Carbon Leaf at one, Paperbird.
I've never been to one where I have a band open. Or I show up so late and am possibly so trashed I didn't notice there was a band.
That might be it, because they usually have bands and whatnot, and it tends to be a shit ton of fun. They're entering their 12th season. The other day they announced their lineup, but before they did that, they pulled a nice little prank on people, and holy shit, it pissed people off, but I thought it was hilarious.
All showings were Top Gun, weren't they?
No.
That would
close.
Piss me off.
Close. They said, here's the Film on the Rocks 2011 schedule, the bargain bin year. So there was Big Lebowski, because they announced that a while ago, but then Snakes on a Plane.
I would have wanted to see that!
Actually, I know, I was thinking that. I was like, Snakes on a Plane would actually be fun. Up at Film on the Rocks. I was like, that would actually be fun, but not many people would probably show up, because I know a lot of people that refuse to see that movie, even though it's awesome.
But it delivers everything.
It does.
They're like, here's our plot, snakes on a plane. And they're not like other movies where they're just like, no, it was a clever title. No, they're like, no, snakes.
There are snakes on a motherfucking plane.
And we threw in Samuel Jackson for good measure. Go fuck yourself.
He throws a chihuahua to an anaconda.
That
you can't go wrong with
that. That was another guy.
No, that was Sam Jackson, yeah.
No, it was the bald business guy, and then the bald business guy gets eaten by the anaconda.
Maybe that was
true. Crushed to death and then sucked out of the plane.
So, they announced, awesome yeah, Snakes on the Plane, Glitter, which, fuck that, Crossroads, from Justin to Kelly.
Oh, god damn.
Yeah, I know. Catwoman, Battlefield Earth.
Ooh, man, they are nailing it on the head with this stuff.
Son of the Mask.
God damn it.
Showgirls, which again actually might have been somewhat interesting to see up there.
That's not a good movie.
It's
just
not,
a lot
but
of
that's the point. Like, it's a terrible movie. Kazam. Remember Kazam?
Oh, yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, man. I'm there, motherfucker. Shit.
Anaconda and Norbit. Yeah. And dude, there were people just like, seriously, like, you go, it was on Facebook that they did this, and you go into the comment section, and there's people just like, what the fuck, Film on the Rocks? You usually have such great movies, I will not be going to a single show this year.
Man, I'd have gone to Snakes on a Plane, like, Anaconda, and...
That's it. Big Lebowski. And
I would have gone to Shazam.
Shazam would have been interesting.
Oh yeah, some Shazam.
So anyway, the actual lineup this year is May 31st. They're playing the Big Lebowski, which is always fun up there. They have white Russians. People dress up and shit. It's hilarious.
I just wish they'd have picked something else.
I know. Well, they had the vote between that, Fargo, and Oh Brother. I voted for Oh Brother out, though, because I fucking love that movie. But, you know.
I like all three movies, but.
The mob mentality, of course, will go towards Big Lebowski.
Hell yeah. I wasn't really surprised. It's just, it would have been nice if something else had actually gotten picked.
It would have been, but, you know, that wasn't going to happen. June 6th, they're playing Footloose.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care. I love Kevin's Bacon, but you know what?
I know. I don't care about that movie either. This is the one I'm really fucking excited for. June 14th, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That one will be fun.
I am absolutely 100% going to that one. That should be hella good times up with that crowd. June 22nd, A Fish Called Wanda. Hilarious movie. I might check that one out.
Well, that one, I don't know. I can never make it to as many as I want to.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably not going to go to too many, but some of these are going to be fun. June 28th, Edward Scissorhands.
Pass.
Yeah, I like that movie and all, but, you know, whatever. July 5th, Top Gun, motherfucker.
Woo, guess what? Pass.
Oh, my God. Top Gun, A Film on the Rocks is awesome.
A lot of topless male beach volleyball for you too.
No, just lots of awesome.
Offer to run up and put coconut oil on all of them and then, you know, rub them down so that they can, you know. You don't want to get into, you don't want to sunburn, Michael. You don't want those guys to sunburn, and only you can help them. Only you can rub those men down.
Just
get them all greased
Top Gun's
up.
A fun movie and you don't appreciate it.
Biff.
July 12th, Pineapple Express.
That's a fun one.
That should be a good one.
That's
I'm not sure if I'll make it up there,
a haze
but
of pot
smoke. It really fucking will, dude. I mean,
you may or may not actually be able to see the screen.
unfortunately,
but then you won't care.
Unfortunately, July 20th, you've got fucking Twilight.
Yay! That was Michael cheering for that.
No.
He can't keep it inside.
No.
He just farted out some glitter. Sticky
I'm
glitter.
Not David Bowie. Fuck.
Yeah.
July 25th, The Goonies. That should be a lot of fun,
don't
dude.
Care.
Goonies is awesome. You don't like Goonies?
Never saw it when I was a little kid.
Well,
sadly,
that
movie is 100% nostalgia value.
August 1st, Red Rocks agrees with me. Terminator 2. Terminator 2. Judgment
What does that
Day.
Got to do with agreement? All they did was pick Terminator 2. They didn't say that was their
one.
Favorite. No. I'm going to go with no.
August 8th, Jurassic Park. I'm going to probably try and make it to that
one. That
one's
fun. I like Jurassic Park.
That movie's awesome. And then August 15th, the closer will be the documentary Stop Making Sense. It's about the Talking Heads. I don't care for the Talking Heads, so whatever.
I don't care for documentaries, personally.
Yeah, and then there's that, too. So, it's always fun. I love it. Dude, it's a big crowd interaction type experience where people are cheering, like... Princess Bride is a fun movie to watch up there. Or what was it, last year or the year before that they had Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Holy
dude,
shit,
Labyrinth
was
fun,
fun
to watch. I knew every single song out there. Let's sing along.
And people sing along with Labyrinth. At Monty Python, everybody had coconut shells and they were clapping them together for the horses and whatnot. You can get tickets at denverfilm.org and it's only $12 and get a fun fucking night. It's always awesome.
EFE and wait till it actually gets dark to start doing anything.
Well, that's why they have all the pre-show entertainment.
I know, but it just sucks because I was at the work the next day and it's out in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
It is not out in the... It is a 20-minute drive to Red Rocks
for
from
you.
Here. So it's a 30-minute drive to Red Rocks
it's
for
more
you.
Than, it's more like 40. And then when I'm drunk, it's hard to get home.
That's why you don't get drunk.
Well...
You have a few drinks, but you don't get drunk.
It's kind of hard to stop. Once I start, especially with the whole charged up atmosphere.
I think you might have an issue.
I don't have an issue. Call me an alcoholic.
This is something I think
Bullshit.
You're excited
I don't
about.
Go to meetings.
I'm not an alcoholic because I don't go to meetings. Here's something I know you're kind of excited about. They're going to play the Lord of the Rings extended editions in theaters in June.
Yeah,
June 14th, 21st, and 28th. I said I wanted to maybe try and go see those with you, but the first night, which is really, you know, the most important one or whatever, is the night of Scott Pilgrim, and I'm picking Scott Pilgrim over The Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry. It's a better movie. Far more entertaining. I don't want to see Walking the Movie Part 1.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Extended
I forgot. I hate good writing, and You hate good acting, and you hate good plot, and...
They are beautiful movies. I will give Peter Jackson that. They are gorgeous movies. I just can't get into them. I'm willing to give them a try.
Philistine.
I'm willing to give them a try. Whenever you get those Blu-rays, which I know you've pre-ordered.
Oh, yes.
I'll come up and we'll watch them. Not in one fucking day. I can't handle that shit. But we'll watch
them. No, I only did that once. That is a long, long day.
I can't handle that, man. That's too much. Especially since they're each, like, what, 4.5 hours long or something?
No. I think they added, like, I can't remember. They're longer, but, like, the first one I think is... like 2 hours and 45 minutes, 3 hours, and the second one's roughly the same. It's the fourth one that's probably closer to 4 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, trust me. I realize they're very long, but
I'm willing to give them a second shot. I was just bored the first time around that I watched them. I've only seen them once each.
Have you ever read the books?
Long time ago when I was in elementary school.
Oh, see, I like the books too. That's probably part of the attraction.
Yeah. It probably is. I'm not taking anything away from Peter Jackson. Like I said, he definitely made fantastically gorgeous
movies. Carrying all that money around made him get thinner. I mean, it must have been way
heavy. Yeah, I know, right?
So heavy, carrying around all that money.
Although
I am glad he's back to direct The Hobbit, even though that wasn't his intentions, and that's only because everybody else kind of fell apart on that.
Everyone else is like, no. Well, I mean, Guillermo del Toro was all kinds of excited about it, but then production kept getting delayed, and he was like, fuck this, I want to do other stuff.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is that guy's got his very own visual style, and it doesn't exactly jive.
I think it could have worked with it.
I don't know, man. You've seen the shit he makes. I mean, Pan's Labyrinth, freaking Hellboy 2, they look very distinctly alike with their fairy tale monsters and shit. Lord of the Rings doesn't look anything like that. And you know he's going to want to put his personal touch on it. The closest they get is the mouth of Sauron in the deleted scenes that they add back into the director's cut at the end of the third movie.
Oh my God.
Is the closest they get to anything that looks like something Guillermo del Toro might have come up with.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I know that the only reason he dropped out is because he wanted to do other stuff, and the studio was taking way too long to let stuff get going. And then they tried to get Neil Blomkamp, who did... District 9 amazingly, and then he was like, no. He wants to do an Area 51 movie, which sounds awesome, actually.
Maybe. I did like District 9, but District 9's
shit.
You can take any idea and make it awful.
You can. Oh, no, it's absolutely true. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm willing to give them another try, see if maybe I missed something the first time around. That first time I watched those movies, I was just so bored. To quote Kevin Smith, man, it's so boring that even the trees walk in that movie.
Yeah, well, I know you love to shine Kevin Smith's balls, so if he doesn't like something, his one-man fan club here, obviously.
One-man fan club?
Yeah.
He should have been at the Paramount on March 22nd.
I'm not saying he doesn't got other fans. I'm just saying you, sir, are on the creepy, almost stalkerish side of the scale here. And, you know, I think if he'd cast himself as Jesus in Dogma, you would have found that a very believable role for him. You'd be like, yeah, no, that seems to fit. Yeah, no. He is. He can do no wrong. Kevin Smith. No, just put him. Give me the horrible expression I heard the other day, an Arabian sunglasses.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, but you'd let him do it, do you?
Not confirming or denying that.
That's a yes. Just... That's politician talk for yes.
So I admire the guy. What do you want from me?
I can see you gaily trying to take your jacket off and putting it over a puddle so Kevin Smith didn't step in it if he was walking near you. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think I know that far.
I'm going to have to go say, hey, no, I'm a Kevin Smith fan. I like his movies. But just because he didn't like Lord of the Rings doesn't mean I don't have to enjoy Lord of the Rings.
I didn't like Lord of the Rings before that, but then he made me feel justified in my opinions of that movie.
Oh, yeah. That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
With someone like Kevin Smith,
I'm sorry you didn't have enough conviction on your own to hate something.
I
had
to
wait until Kevin Smith told you it was okay because you were in
the
closet. Were you in the closet, kind of jerking off, going, "I hate Lord of the Rings"?
I had been talking about how much I don't like those movies. I'm just saying, I had been talking about how much I don't like those movies since they came out. But everyone was always like looking down at me for saying that kind of stuff, and so I felt good when someone like Kevin Smith, who is kind of that movie's audience, when even he was like, they're boring as shit, I was like, so I'm justified in this. All right. It's not just me who hates these movies.
Whatever.
Well, hate's a strong word. I just find them terribly boring. Like, really, really boring.
And yet you're able to sit through documentaries. I'll never understand. You'd rather...
Some documentaries.
Yeah, I don't care. Every single one of them feels like I'm sitting in class.
There's some good ones out there. Like, Exit Through the Gift Shop was awesome. That was a really good one.
I don't care how good it was. I'll never find it entertaining.
That's right. I'm not trying to sell you on documentaries because I know it's just not your thing.
Mm-hmm. So... We want to talk about the other movie we watched for this week, Netflix Instant Queue movie we watched.
We watched Four Lions on the Netflix Instant Queue. It's a British comedy, dark comedy about a group of wannabe suicide bombers.
It felt like a bad, bad version of a Three Stooges movie gone wrong. Three Stooges cast a jihad on you. Would have probably been a closer representation of your style. Because I think it failed as a dark comedy, as a regular comedy, as a satire, anything. I didn't like it. I got bored so fast.
I was
fast
laughing through that. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was great, but I liked it. I'll probably never watch it again.
They seem to think the funniest thing ever was swearing in Urdu.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely thought certain parts of it were funny, especially the whole last scene and whatnot. I thought it was...
Dude, I don't know. It felt like they gave a kid with Down syndrome bombs and told him to run off and play. It was a terrible movie. I didn't get it. I don't know why everyone thought it was so funny. I like dark comedies. I'm always ready for them, but that didn't strike me as a dark comedy. Plus, the family dynamic was fucking weird.
It was. I'll give you that. The family dynamic.
They're all like, Leave It to Beaver with, you know, suicide bombing being just a minor ha-ha joke. Isn't that funny? But no, we're serious. He's going to go blow up. Because you be with Jesus before your head hits the ceiling. That was that one kid's line. I was like, Jesus Christ. It was just like such a weird tone to put on that whole family.
It was a little weird. Like I said, I definitely didn't love it. Like a bunch of the people I kept hearing talking about it do. And like even on Netflix, the thing has a great rating. And
yeah, I don't get it.
Lots of great reviews. And I don't get that. Like I was like, I enjoyed it and I laughed at parts. But I will admit, yeah, I was also kind of bored by it. And I was expecting more after all the things I kept hearing about it. But... I still kind of liked it. I'll never watch it again, but I still liked it.
Nah, I wouldn't.
It was decent.
I wouldn't bother recommending that to anyone personally.
I'm not really going to recommend it unless it sounds interesting to you. Don't seek it out. Yeah, because...
Maybe if you're super, super pro-America and anti-terrorism, you might think it's funny, but I just didn't think they did a very good job.
Maybe. I don't know, because things aren't exactly pro-America either.
Well, I know, but it's really like...
Again, it's British.
Yeah, well, I get that. I get the fact that it's British. They're all fucking Pakistanis with British accents. I mean, come on. Nah, I don't know. It was just stupid. It was bad.
Huh.
I don't know, the writing. I don't know, I didn't match.
I thought it was a good try.
I think because it was so anti-terror is the only reason it's getting such good marks.
Maybe.
I guarantee you that's why. I don't know, man. You wouldn't have given it as good a rating as it got.
No, I wouldn't have, but... I don't know, man. People seem to love, like I said, the people I know that have seen it, or heard that have seen it and whatnot, they seem to love it for some reason. Like, love it.
Next time you talk to them, try to get them to explain why they love it so much, but they can't. Or the most common response is, because it makes all terrorists look stupid.
Well, the one thing that really was this one podcast I listened to in particular that really got me to go, because this one guy listed it as his like second favorite movie of 2010. And so I was like, wow. And he was going off. I was like, oh, it's brilliant. It's hilarious. It's going off. And I was like, I might have to check this out at some point. And then I saw it on the Instagram. And I was like, I'll have to check it at some point. Just never got around to it until we decided to do that. And I watched it. And yeah, I was like, it was all right.
Maybe I wasn't smart enough to appreciate that movie.
Maybe I was like, I definitely, you know, and I consider myself a fan of British comedies, but that was just, like, Snatch. Snatch is fucking brilliant.
Oh, Snatch, dude, yeah. No,
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
Those are completely different kind of movies,
well,
though.
Yeah, they are. So I guess I'm more of the Guy Ritchie sense of humor than I am whoever wrote that movie.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I love all the British comedies they got there. I guess they got one that's, it's a British zombie movie that's different than Shaun of the Dead, Doghouse.
Yeah, I keep hearing about Doghouse. I need to check that. Is that in the instant queue?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, then that's going to be our one for next week.
Don't you tell me what it's going to be. Maybe I want to watch something else.
What do you want to watch?
I don't know.
All right.
it'll probably be Doghouse.
Kind of speaking of British comedies in a very loose way, I also watched Bridesmaids over the weekend. That movie is hilarious.
How is that a British comedy?
Matt Lucas is in it. and he does Little
Britain. One British guy is in the movie, that makes it a British comedy.
No, I said, speaking of, in a very loose way. I put in that very, very loose way.
Wait, no, they put a British guy in it.
There's actually a few British people in that
British
movie.
Well, person in a movie. We've tied it to all British cinema.
There's two British people and one Irish dude. So, an Irish guy playing a Minnesotan cop. Kind of odd, but... Chris O'Dowd?
Yeah, no, I know. I seen him in the trailer. I seen him with my own eyes.
Aside from that very, very loose and...
Terribly, terribly loose
transition
connection.
Into talking about Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids is very, very funny. Chris and Wig is fucking hilarious in everything that she does, and she definitely excels in this movie, and she co-wrote it, and...
I can either confirm or deny anything.
Yeah,
no,
you
didn't see it.
I'm just saying this. So there's her, there's like Maya Rudolph, and... I can't remember their names. The
I don't know.
Chick
it's a whole cast
office.
Of comedians. That was the part that actually made me look like wanting to see it was because they cast the actual comedians to play all the chick parts instead of just chick actors giving funny lines.
Yeah.
Which totally puts a whole different sell on it.
Hilarious, you know, funny women, and it's co-written by Kristen Wiig. And it is just, I thought it was great. It takes a little while to get started. Like, the first 15 minutes is kind of meh, but after that, it's hilarious. Like, I was laughing my ass off through that movie.
Yeah, it looked good. I like the trailer, because normally that kind of movie puts my teeth on edge and just makes me leery as shit. Uh-huh. But just the cast alone made me want to see
it. The cast is very interesting. There's parts of it that are fucking dirty and wrong. Like, but hilarious.
Yeah, we'll see, like, Mr. Innocent, what your version
of
dirty
and wrong is. The whole food
poisoning
scene is holy crap funny.
I don't know if that was a burp or a fart is the only part I saw. I don't know which end
came
out of.
Way, 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 way further than that.
I might have to go check this one out because it was intriguing.
I recommend it. It's a pretty funny comedy, and I'm glad to see a comedy like that out there and succeeding.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It looked funny. And like I said, normally I'd see something like that, and I'm just like, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because, like, I remember when I first heard, like, the concept, I was like, meh. And then, like, you see the poster, and the poster definitely looks like it's Bride Wars 2 or something. But, yeah, no, it's actually, it's pretty good.
Now, what I can recommend that I don't think you've seen yet, but you got to rent it, because it's out on disc now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only on disc, it's not on the instant, it's Black Death with
Sean
Bean.
That.
Dude, it's crazy, man. It's got visuals in there that remind me really strongly of Valhalla Rising. But it's got, like, way more, like, conversation and script to it than Valhalla Rising did, where Valhalla Rising seemed to be like, we're just going to show you a lot of creepy, fucked up shit, and then with Vikings, and then brutal, brutal murder.
Yeah, that's another movie that I think I've been hearing about from a couple different people that seem to really be digging it.
I wouldn't say it was fantastic, but it was definitely worth a watch. That thing was, it was weird and creepy, but in a good way.
I never heard of it until you started talking about it, and it definitely sounds like something I might enjoy.
And it's got trailers for Rubber and Hobo with a Shotgun at the beginning, because I guess it was Magnate Pictures that made those movies, and so it's all trailers for them. And I was just like, oh my god, I want to see both of those so bad.
Oh man, I am so upset that we missed our opportunity to go see Rubber last week.
Shit happens, man. If I had more free time and people were paying me to be free and watch movies, I'd be able to catch a lot more shit rather than working my crap 40-hour-a-week job.
If you haven't heard of Rubber, look up that trailer. I still love the fact that I showed that trailer to Cass, and she's like, this is fake, right? Like, this is just a fake trailer someone made for the internet. And I was like, fuck no, this is a real 90-minute movie. Like, full-length movie.
And I can't wait to see it all. All of its glory.
It should be hilarious. I might have to come up to your house someday and see that.
Yeah, man. I got the big old TV with the surround sound. We'll do it up proper.
I have tomorrow off. You want to see Everything Must Go?
Yes. I don't think I'm doing anything tomorrow.
All right.
Except for playing with my balls.
Because we're playing that, and...
Can I play with my balls?
I actually like...
I
prefer if you didn't.
But I want to kill two birds with one stone.
I know, but it makes me uncomfortable when I'm sitting next to you and you're just sitting there playing with your balls.
At least I don't unzip my pants. I'm just going to have my hand jammed all the way in my pants. Kind of, you know, Al Bundy style.
Yeah.
It won't be straight up, like, ball cupping while you're, like, look at my coin purse here.
That would be, really inappropriate.
You'd get over it. You'll be
just
all
right. Doing that thing from The Waiting, like, Hey, Michael.
I'll give you the good
Look at my
brain.
Balls. The brain.
I'll have to shave it, but I might be able to pull off the Abe Lincoln. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You know, going back to Everything Must Go, I like Will Ferrell actually in more of these serious type roles.
I like him across the board. I'm a bigger Will Ferrell fan than you are, though.
You are? I still think he's funny. I'm not denying that. I don't know. I don't know what it is about his movies, but, like, I love him in Stranger Than Fiction, and that's a little bit more of a serious role.
Definitely a completely more serious role.
He looks good in this Everything Must Go. Other than that, like, it's pretty much Anchorman in terms of his movies that I enjoy.
You love Frank the Tank?
What movie is that?
It's,
Old School? No, yeah. I hated that movie.
It was great. Come on, boy. Blue, you're my boy! My boy, Blue!
It was one of those movies that had its moments, but overall, I was like,
so delicious once it hits the lips. Just
Talladega Nights, I kind of despised, actually.
Oh my god, that movie is fucking
hilarious. Everyone keeps telling me that, and I wanted to like, because supposedly they're making fun of NASCAR, but I was watching the movie, I was like, this is just bad. Like, it was just not funny.
Oh, it was funny.
It had, like, one funny scene where he's getting interviewed, and he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
You were just in fun sponge mode.
I've watched it a couple times now. I don't get the humor in it. It's just not funny to me. And then Other Guys would have been great if it was about The Rock and Sam Jackson, but...
Oh, you're full of shit. Other Guys was hilarious.
That movie was terrible.
Oh.
I did not like that movie.
No, man, he's a peacock. He's got to fly. You got to let him fly.
Mark Wahlberg had his moments. I did not find Will Ferrell enjoyable in that movie.
I found him.
And then, like, the one scene in particular where, like, they're using the grandma to message dirty messages to each other or whatever between, Ava Mendez? Ava Mendez and Will Ferrell? That scene went on way too long and became unfunny very quickly.
See, what they did was they pushed it to the point where it was unfunny, and then they kept going to where it became funny again. No. That's what you've never understood about humor, my friend.
No.
Grinding something into the ground so hard that it becomes funny again.
No, they just ground it into the ground, and it stayed fucking dead.
Well, you can continue to be over there and be wrong.
But I'm just saying,
it's your opinion, which is wrong. You're allowed to have it.
Dwayne Johnson and Sam Jackson
were fucking retarded, and they deserved to jump off a building
their
and
own
die.
Movie, dude. Like, that's who the movie should have been about, is these two fucking retarded cops who think that they're action heroes, but really they're just morons. That would have been fucking funny.
That's why it was funny when they jumped to their death. A whole movie of that would have gotten tired after about 10 minutes.
I don't think it would have been better than Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. I'll never watch that movie again.
Oh god, the craziness has come back.
That Adam McKay, Adam McKay is the reason I think that The Boys will suck if they come out with the version.
If Adam McKay makes The Boys. As long as he makes it R-rated and he doesn't pull his punches, it'll be hilarious.
No, he doesn't make good movies.
Oh, he does.
No.
Oh, he does.
Because he's gonna cast Will Ferrell as the Butcher, and that right there will just be like, fuck. And,
really? Really? You think the guy's that oblivious?
Yeah, I do, because he'll cast Will Ferrell in anything that he does.
Uh-huh.
And so he'll probably cast him as the Butcher. I would not be surprised.
Oh, Michael. A, The Boys will never happen.
No, it won't.
B.
It really won't. So I don't have to worry about anything. But as soon as, I was so excited about that movie, and then I saw that they hired him as director, and I was like, and there goes that movie.
Quit being a doubting Nelly, you jackass.
Love Anchorman. Glad they canceled the sequel.
On that note, I will agree with you. I'm glad they didn't make a sequel, because I don't see how that would be good. But an Anchorman was hilarious.
First one was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anchorman was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I know. I'm agreeing with you on that one. Anchorman is hilarious. I could watch that one over and over.
Some of the things you say sometimes.
A guy peaked at his first movie.
Oh. That wasn't his first movie.
Yeah, it was.
I had you recall a little one called Night at the Roxbury, my friend.
Adam McKay made that one?
I don't know about that. I was just talking about Will Ferrell movies.
No, so I'm pretty sure Adam McKay, Anchorman was his first directing movie.
I don't know what his first directing movie is. Don't really care either.
Night at the Roxbury. Oh, my God. That was a terrible movie.
It's pretty funny.
It has its moments. See, I feel like Will Ferrell, he worked really well on SNL. Like, he was hilarious on everything he did with SNL. And then
he's hilarious in movies. It's all a beautiful thing.
Sometimes he's funny in
movies. No, he's funny all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What about
Elf?
Lost World?
It's great.
Oh, Elf is fucking fantastic.
Oh.
I didn't say I didn't like all of his movies. I just said that there's only a select few of his movies that I like.
Lost World's and not Elf his fault. Great. Lost World across the board was shit.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. So how's that his fault? How's that his fault? Just like I don't blame Brendan Fraser liking Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I'm honestly not blaming Will Ferrell for me not liking the movies he's in. I'm blaming Adam McKay, the guy who wrote said movies.
No, you're wrong. Okay. Lost World's bad across the board. I don't think it is. Much Lost, they could have Lost done to World save is. That.
God, I wanted but to I like that Adam movie McKay so movies. Much, but it was just it was terrible.
I like him.
Yeah, I know you do.
You keep trying to slander the guy like he's fucking U Bull or something.
No, I'm not saying totally that. Wrong. His movies just aren't for me. Because I that's why I've been saying I don't think they're funny.
Yeah, well, no one cares what you think.
I know.
Oh,
I know. Who the fuck am I? I mean, honestly.
He's the guy that likes U Bull. That should tell you.
You remember when we tried to watch Postal? Dude, holy shit.
Dude, I try to watch U-Bull movies because he makes them off of games I like, and every single time I get like 20, 30 minutes into it, and I'm always like, God, what a piece of shit. Fucking U-Bull.
I think we were 30 seconds into Postal, and we were both like, oh, shit.
I did not ever need to see Dave Foley's junk.
No kidding, dude. That's Dave. That's News Radio's Dave. Man.
I know. Tell me about it. Dave does not show his junk. I that not, guy did, and I didn't need to see it. Did not need
that
to see
almost
it.
Ruined News Radio for me. It really did.
Oh, you can't, that's ruin, how bad you
it
was. Can't ruin
you. You can't. Thank God. I've been rewatching it recently.
It's amazing. Yeah, no. Trust me. I don't know how you bull keep making movies.
Nazi gold
might be the only thing. That
As
really
he said
it.
In fucking Postal, it's got to be that Nazi gold that he's got stashed away.
That's the only thing that makes sense because every single movie of his, I can't it's get not more so much, than 30 minutes into it.
It's not so much the fact that he's making movies that baffles me. It's the cast that he gets for his movies sometimes. He got fucking Ben Kingsley in Blood Rain. How the fuck did he manage that
Blood
one?
Rain? God, I'd make it far enough into Blood Rain to realize Ben Kingsley was, it was awful. Far Cry was awful. Everything was awful. He had a...
He had a Far Cry movie?
Yeah, it had the German dude in it.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the German guy's name, but he's usually...
Till Schweiger?
Yeah. Yeah, which was awesome. And guess what? I don't even know. I'm not even going to mention that movie because I don't want to start a shitstorm with Kukulich.
Let's not. We've gone long enough. That fight will carry on for another fucking hour.
I don't want to fight about it, even though I think the movie's awesome. Nope. But, yep, Inglourious Bastard. Till Schweiger is great in there.
For the, got one of the 30 greatest seconds roles. That he's in it?
Ah, no, never mind. We're not talking about the same movie anymore. I just wanted to say so. It's great. Glorious Bastards. Michael gets to make no comment because this is just going to go down a road I didn't want to go down on this show ever.
Till Schweiger was great in SLC Punk. Just too. He was in that. As
yes,
well.
He was.
A fucking crazy guy.
I remember him. He's the drug dealer. He
that's
awesome.
The one movie I like that other guy in.
I don't know if I
fucking. He was in I Love You Man and.
Oh, you're thinking about
Jason
Segel.
Yeah, that's the only movie I like Jason Segel in.
I like Jason Segel in a lot of things.
I know, that's, a lot of people do, and I'm just like, I don't,
I like I
Forgetting
Love You
Sarah
Man,
Marshall.
I like Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Everyone was funny in that movie except him.
You didn't like the part where he's doing yoga drunk, and he's like, I'm doing a handstand, bitches?
No, I didn't.
You're just a fun
I thought
sponge.
Paul Rudd was hilarious as
fun
the
sponge.
Surf
Paul
instructor.
Rudd was barely funny or even in that movie.
He was funnier than
he had
than
like
me.
Two lines.
Yeah, and both of those lines were far funnier than
oh,
anything that Jason Segel
God,
said in that movie.
You're a lunatic.
And then Russell Brand stole that movie from Jason Segel.
Russell Brand definitely made a huge splash in that movie, but I thought the whole movie was great, and I like Jason Segel. I think he's funny. He's one of the only funny parts of that goddamn How I Met Your Mother TV
I want him
show.
To be funny, but I just don't find him funny.
That's because you did set out to hate him.
No,
that's the problem.
I didn't.
You set out to hate him, sir.
I never really knew who the guy was until I started seeing his movies, and I was like, oh my God, it's hilarious. And I'd go watch it and be like, why is this funny? Like,
because
that guy's
is.
Funny, and that guy's funny, but he's not.
No, he's funny. Still gonna go see Everything Must Go.
Yep.
I don't know when, just call me, figure out.
At some point, we're probably gonna watch Rubber and Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I'm dying to see those.
Because, hilarious good times.
They look just way too good. Gotta do it like double feature grindhouse style, because those movies look like they just go together.
They really do. Well. They really do. Just full on, over the top, ridiculous movies. Which
I don't see how a I don't see how a tire killing people with it telekinesis is over the top.
I know,
but,
that's a totally serious and legitimate movie.
Yeah, but I gotta see those. I wouldn't recommend Four Lions. I think it was
I'm not recommending it, but if the plot sounds interesting to you, check it out, whatever. But I'm not gonna point anyone in that direction per se.
Sadly, I'd say Priest may not be worth seeing in the theater, but probably rent it later.
Yeah.
Worth a watch. I just don't know if it's worth $10 at a theater.
Yes. Definitely one of those to just wait and watch. Friday is Pirates, so we're going to be going and seeing that next Monday. Pirates of the Caribbean. 4.
Michael will be seeing it again.
It's not my fault. I have to see it for work.
They tied your hands. They just twisted your arm until you're like, ow, stop it, okay. I'll watch it early if you have to.
I really didn't have a say in the matter, so kind of.
Yeah. I like it. He's building a defense, folks. I don't mind.
Clearly don't know my boss.
I'll talk to your boss. I ain't afraid of your boss.
You're not, because you don't work for them. I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, you can't fire you because you got jackass friends.
It's Colorado. It's a fire at will state.
Yeah. Well, we can sue them. Don't worry about it.
Fire at will. You can't sue them for no fire.
Yeah, no, we can still fire. Wrongful termination suit, sir. We'll say that you were sexually harassed. They put a finger in his bum.
Anyway, we don't have anything.
Just a pinky finger. Don't worry. Nothing gay.
We don't have anything planned for Netflix, but we'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Probably going to be Doghouse.
Probably end up being Doghouse. Although, it's just going to be a new zombie movie every week.
I hope not,
Let's watch all the terrible zombie movies that are on Netflix.
Well, Formula Lions had nothing to do with zombies.
It's true.
It just kind of happens to be that there's a few. Because I don't even really like horror movies, but there seems to be some ones worth watching lately for some reason.
I usually go
for the horror comedy as opposed to just the horror.
I'm definitely more of a horror comedy person. I don't care for horror. It's very rare that I like a horror movie.
But maybe take a quick look through Netflix. It might be something else, but most likely it'll be Doghouse.
Mortal Kombat's on there.
Yeah.
We could review
the original. Yeah. Blast from the past.
Just throwing that out there.
We can watch the Highlander be Lord Raiden and cut some people up.
Is Highlander on there?
No. I'm saying Highlander is Lord Raiden. Oh, I guess Lord he was Raiden. The Highlander, wasn't he? Jeez, Michael.
He was in Southland Tales. I rewatched that the other night.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Southland Tales, I do recommend to anyone who hasn't seen it. It's awesome.
I recommend reading the comic book first if you got the option.
It helps.
That movie makes fucking no sense until you've watched it like 3 times at least before you can...
That's what I did because I was like, it made sense to me.
Yeah, it made...
And then it made more sense after I read the comic.
That thing makes less sense than Donnie Darko the first 2 times through.
Donnie Darko. You know, the movie where you just cut a bunch of footage, threw it in the air, pieced it back together.
And it worked.
And it worked. Yeah.
Don't be hating.
Oh, I'm not at all. I fucking love that movie, too. But you do get to the end of the movie just like, what just happened? What?
You know what happened. You know.
I thought I did. And then I saw an interview with him where he was talking about what happened in that movie. I was way off. Like, holy crap, I was off.
Apparently you're a little bit behind on your astrology and your astronomy and your astrophysics.
Those people were off. I don't think anyone could have predicted half the shit that Hugh said that went on in that movie. It's like, because a lot of it was stiff, like background stuff that only he would know about. He, the writer.
He's like, well, the first 90 minutes is an inside joke. Between me and Tom over here. And, well, if you weren't there, which none of you were, this joke makes no sense, but me and Tom get a kick out of it every time.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me with that guy. Richard Kelly makes good movies, too.
Yeah, I like him.
The Box was all right.
I don't see
Domino was fun. Box, it's good.
That's the one with Cameron Diaz and what's his name, and they get $1 million if they press the button.
Yeah, but someone dies and it's...
Yeah.
It's the only thing, like,
guess
it was...
what? I would be pressing that button so fast.
I know.
Like, repeatedly, give me a couple mil.
I know, I was like, I don't get what the hold up is, but it's I feel like it could have been better, because like the concept, it's based on a Twilight Zone episode.
I remember that part, yeah.
Directed, written and directed by freaking Richard Kelly. I was expecting something to just be like, what the hell is this? And it was good, but it wasn't that.
Was it spiders? Is the answer spiders?
No.
Giant spiders.
No.
Radioactive scorpions.
Have you seen Eight-Legged Freaks?
No.
That's a fun movie. It's bad, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those meant-to-be cheesy sci-fi movies. It's like why you watch...
So it's a B-movie.
Plan 9 from Outer Space. Oh, yeah. Even though it's David Arquette.
No one could be as bad as Plan 9 from Outer Space without trying really, really hard. And they weren't trying to be bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. That's the sad thing is Ed Wood was trying. He was being deadly serious with that movie, and it turned out to just be the biggest joke in cinema history, pretty much.
Yeah.
What?
No, just poor Ed Wood.
Poor Ed Wood. Johnny Depp did a good job with that movie.
Yeah, it was a weird movie.
Well, Ed Wood was a weird guy.
Yes, weird movie.
Still a weird movie. I don't care.
I can say it's weird if I want to.
Yeah. Anyway, so until next week, shut up, the movie's starting.
Creatures of the night have captured our imagination like vampires. What explains our enduring fascination with vampires? And what dark and hidden parts of our psyche